100.1 The Pike, Worcester's Classic Hits. That, of course, would be China Girl. This, of course, would be Cruisin' Bruce Palmer. It's a delight to have your company this morning as we head off to Turtle Boy Tuesday. And Turtle, this day has been a long time in coming. There are so many people that are shouting hallelujah to the skies above that it's all going to be over after today.
No more Kelly Ayotte commercials?
Exactly.
I know she is.
Oh, man. And no more endless nights of pundits discussing things back and forth.
I'm going to miss the Hillary ads because some of these ads are so funny. I'm sorry. Like the one where she just has like a clip of the most outrageous, offensive things Trump has said and the children watching it on TV.
Yeah.
I can't stop laughing.
That is
every
insane.
Time it's on. Well, first of all, come on. Kids see a million times worse things on the internet than Donald Trump. Give me a break. You know, and we could put some things that, you know, Slick Willie has said on there and it would be the same reaction. But I can't stop laughing seeing the children's faces. Is that bad? Does that make me evil?
No, I don't think it does. You know, watching hypocrisy like the first lady slamming Trump for not respecting women and then inviting her rapper friends to perform in ways that are far more demeaning to women than Trump ever had been.
Yeah.
So it's just
and that's why I'm rooting for Trump is because he really is the underdog. Like Hillary's got everyone who matters at her rally. She got the boss last night, right?
Right.
You know,
and
she's
Philly.
Bringing up Bon Jovi, like the Katy Perry, all these people. Trump's got literally no one. You got like Ted Nugent.
And he's
Scott
still
Bell.
Bringing in crowds of 10 and 15,000 and more.
And you know what? Okay, so we broke down the electoral map, and there is a chance he can win. I'd say, you know, most betting lines have it at, Clinton, 2/3 of a chance of winning this one, which I think is fair. So we got a fighting chance going into this one, right? The only way the thing about Trump is he has to win all these states. Like, it's hers to lose. For instance, he's got to win North Carolina, Florida, New Hampshire.
Ohio.
Ohio seems to be in the bag. He's going to win
Ohio.
What
about Pennsylvania?
Okay. Pennsylvania, he doesn't have to win if he takes Nevada. Now, those four states I just said, Florida, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Nevada. Let's suppose then he loses Colorado, Pennsylvania, and those other ones that are leaning towards her. That would result in a 269-269 tie.
So it is a reality. It is a possibility that we could wind up with a tie.
Right.
So which has never happened.
It has never happened, but then it would go to the House and they would pick Trump because Republicans control Congress.
That's a very, very good point. Okay.
It could happen like that, but he's got a lot of work to do. However, if like one of these eastern states, like Pennsylvania, because that's an East Coast state,
right.
If that flips to Trump early on,
then that really changes.
That changes everything.
That really does change everything.
That changes everything.
Speaking of Pennsylvania, you got to share what you just shared with me off the air a little while ago, dealing with a relative in the Turtle Boy family.
Right. So we got a couple of relatives in the PA.
My home state, yeah.
Right. And, you know, I'm going to vote for Trump today.
Okay.
And as a Trump voter here in Massachusetts, my vote, effectively doesn't matter.
Because you're in the bluest of the blue.
Right. We all know Hillary's going to win here.
Of course.
So Pennsylvania's on the fence, though. He's slightly losing in Pennsylvania. Okay. He needs every vote he can. Now, Turtle Boy's family out there basically is saying that, you know, normally they would vote Republican, but they're not voting for Trump. And there's a lot of Republicans
so they
that
were,
like this.
They would have been Reagan Republicans in Pennsylvania in the 80s.
Yeah,
but
like they were Romney Republicans, they were McCain Republicans, they were Bush Republicans. But a lot of Republicans are, you know, they're saying, no, I'm just going to write someone in. I'm going to stick to my convictions. That's their right to do that.
In other words, they plan on basically throwing away their vote.
Right. But they want to make a statement. That's why you do something like that.
All right.
So my theory is, well, you can make a statement no matter what. So, like, how about this? You still get we'll still have one Trump vote in this family and one, let's say, Evan McMullen vote.
All right.
Here's what I'll do for you. I will write in Evan McMullen for you in Massachusetts. So your vote is still being heard. Your voice is still being heard. You vote in Trump for me in Pennsylvania, where my vote actually matters. Okay. And that's how, so there we both stick to our convictions and, you know, we both are heard and, you know, we both don't like Hillary.
Is that legal?
It's perfectly legal. There's actually websites for it. There's vote trading websites.
Vote trading websites?
You're
kidding.
Okay. Now, I only trust family with this. I wouldn't trust some stranger, but then that's
happened
from vote trading websites. But he actually texted me and he said, well, I actually got the same offer from someone in California, except they want me to vote for Hillary. Okay, and so it's like this is somebody actually beat me to the punch, and so this is a thing. That's how contentious this election is. It's very interesting.
Let me ask you one, I think, very valid question, though. Now, it's an assumed lock that we're going to see Hillary sweep all of the southern New England states, Mass, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
Mm.
So Now, I drive in all three of those states on a regular basis.
You see the signs.
Why is it I've never seen a Hillary sign, but I see Trump signs everywhere?
Well, you didn't even see this with Romney or McCain either. You didn't see many signs. I feel like it's like people are proud to vote for Donald Trump because they just kind of want to stick it to their neighbors and just say, you know, I'm doing it. What are you going
to
do about it?
I want you to know, just up the street from my house, maybe four doors down on the other side of the street, somebody has a lawn sign, and it's a sign that says, deplorables for Trump. Makes me laugh every time I go by.
I see Trump signs everywhere, okay? And he's going to lose the state. But, you know, signs don't vote, number one, okay?
True.
And, you know, the Democrat, and you're also not going in Cambridge where the people are, okay?
That place makes me nervous.
That's where concentrated areas are, or in urban areas, and you're not going to see many Trump signs out there.
I haven't been to Cambridge since the beer summit.
You're not missing anything.
No.
Yeah, don't go. It's the same terrible people drinking their organic coffee.
All right. Well, needless to say, we've got Election Day underway. The polls opened almost an hour and a half ago. They're open until 8 o'clock this evening. Get out there and cast your ballot. Do your civic duty. And it certainly is something that you're going to be spending a little time thinking about. You are more than welcome to join the conversation this morning, as always. Not only can you call in at 799-PIKE, but now you can text your thoughts in at 508-799-7453. That's our text-in number. Again, it's 508-799-7453. If you'd like to join the conversation with a couple of comments or even one word that says what you're thinking, I'm not sure. I don't want to know what that word is. Depends on how many letters are in it. Give us a buzz. It's 508-799-7453 to text in this morning. Let's go into Pike News for one last look at what's happening. Here comes 100.1, the Pike Worcester's Classic Hits. Break on through at 8:35, and we have broken through to Election Day finally here after months and months and months of discussion. Turtle Boy, how soon after today till we start discussing the 2020 election?
Yeah, right tomorrow.
Yes.
Right?
Probably will be the case. Been a busy morning. Someone on the line who is obviously very pro-Trump. So where do you think we need to go with Trump? Where does Trump need to win big today, would you say?
I think he's going to take all the ones he has. He might
name one state you think he's got to win.
Oh, I think Florida or North Carolina.
Well, he can
take both of them.
If he still wins Florida and North Carolina, he's still got work to do. You know that he can still lose.
Well, that's true. But if he wins Florida, which looks pretty good, and North Carolina, which is pretty good too, you still, as you pointed out, have to win a state like Pennsylvania or Michigan.
I think he's going to take Michigan.
Okay, see, that's a hot take right there.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be an upset deluxe. Would be the upset deluxe.
Yeah.
The thing with these polls, and I watch these clowns doing these polls on TV. All these people sit behind a desk and play with paper, you know, with manicured fingernails and stuff. You know,
well, let me ask you something then. How come the polls mattered when Trump was winning? When Trump was winning the primaries, all he talked about was the polls.
Well, that was him saying that. I'm just saying people that are going to vote for him don't want any problems with their neighbors
or
shop steward and all this other stuff. I think it's going to be a huge silent majority. And, you know, in my opinion, you know, they're both kind of whacked out.
I think millions of Americans feel your...
I have two young kids, you know, they're about to get married. I'm thinking about them and my grandkids down the future. Whoever gets in is going to change the Supreme Court for the next 50 years.
I think that's one of the most important... Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, too, this morning, by the way. I think that's one of the most important issues on this is whoever becomes the president is going to have multiple chances, I think, to select Supreme Court justices, and then we will be abiding by their decisions for the next generation and beyond.
Mm, I agree. Yeah, and that's what, the conservatives that are sticking to their guns and not voting for him, you don't get to whine when the Supreme Court doesn't go your way after this.
That's very, very valid point. I'm surprised, Turtle Boy, that the national media didn't talk more about that during this entire span, because that is one of the most important long-lasting after effects of this election is what happens to the Supreme Court going forward.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's what I said. It's like to all the conservatives whining about, they don't get to whine. If you're not voting for Trump, you don't get to whine about the Supreme Court for the next 4 years. I don't want to hear you, okay, if Hillary gets elected. It's because of people like you, because guess what? Bernie, he got boned by the Democrats, and he's falling in line like a good soldier. So.
Yeah, at least one of our texters in this morning has said that he's going to write in Bernie's name. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's going to be a very effective choice. And by the way, mentioned earlier that when I travel around the areas I travel through, I have not seen any Hillary signs. I've seen Trump signs. Got at least one person who said, well, head on down here to the Cape. Hillary signs to be seen everywhere.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I don't know. Maybe they saw one sign and
I think it's just an arrow. An arrow, isn't it? There's a lot of the Hillary for prison signs look just like the Hillary
signs. Yeah, I've
noticed. I fell for that the other day.
The punsters have done a very nice job on that. It's Turtle Boy Tuesday every Tuesday morning. Of course, the number remains wide open at 508-799-PIKE or texting in at 508-799-7453.
Ever thought of switching?
100.1 The Pike, Worcester's classic hits. Bruce and Bruce Palmer, we're spending a little, well, not just a little, but a bit of time on this Turtle Boy Tuesday talking about the election as we move forward. Someone on the line now from Windham County, Connecticut, and it's election talking. So what's your thought?
Well, I'm an independent, but I vote Republican a lot of the time.
Okay.
It depends. I vote by conscience.
All right, that's fair.
But the other thing is this whole thing with the immigration and that whole thing, my husband went through so much folk to get into this country legally, and he's not allowed to vote. He's been here for 30 years, and he pays taxes and everything else just like everyone else, but he's not allowed to vote in a country that he lives in. That does not make sense.
Because he's not a legal immigrant?
He is a legal immigrant.
Well, then why isn't he allowed to vote? He can vote.
He's not. No, he can't. They will not allow him to vote because he is a Canadian citizen.
Well, but he's been here 30 years.
Wait, are you saying he has dual citizenship, Canada and United States?
No, he has Canadian citizen and
he's
a resident alien.
So why isn't he applying for American citizenship?
Yeah, he's not an American citizen then.
No, because we plan on retiring to Canada.
Yeah, but that's a choice you're making. You can't blame that on the system.
Yeah, I mean, the system says you need to be an American citizen to vote. If he's not an American citizen, I kind of get why he can't vote. But at the same time, I certainly get the immigration concern for illegal immigrants, and that is, of course, one of the biggest hinge pins of this entire election. Be curious to see how that plays out as the results start to come in in about 12 hours from now. It's Turtle Boy Tuesday. We got to talk about the ballot questions, too. We'll do that just a couple of minutes. Here comes BTO on the Pike. 100.1 The Pike, Worcester's classic hit, Spirits 853. Hey, that's the solution. That is the way to get through Election Day. Lots of spirits. And I will pour. Some of the texts that are coming in this morning, there are more than a few people who have texted in to basically say they see the election day today, Turtle Boy, as being the lesser of two evils. Do I go to Trump? Do I go to Clinton?
We've
heard that time and time again. I've seen at least half a dozen texts that have come in that have said just that. Now, I also just got a note from someone who said, commenting on how we had mentioned earlier that we see Trump signs everywhere we go.
Yeah.
A comment that said, well, you want to see some Clinton signs, go down to the Cape, because apparently that's where many can be found. Mm. Interesting. I haven't been down to the Cape recently to know how accurate a statement that is. But I will say this. One of the most important things we need to focus on specifically here in Massachusetts is four little but very important ballot questions. Now, briefly, Turtle, we've got four ballot questions. The first one deals with...
That would be gives the state legislature the ability to create more casinos.
Right,
in town,
and we don't even have one.
Slot parlors.
We don't even have the first one.
Right, I'm voting no on, simply because there's a difference between a casino and a slot parlor. Casinos offer games of skill, okay? Slot parlors are just magnets for the worst, grimiest folks.
Agreed.
Okay.
All right.
No in principle on that one.
I like to play poker, so I know exactly what you're talking about. So, now, question two, much more hotly contested, and this is the charter school. The charter school question.
I don't have time to get into the whole thing. I'm voting no on that, and I cannot wait to vote no on that. To me, it's the most important thing on the ballot today. All right, is to vote no on that, because charter schools are big government. They are a scam. Okay, they take away valuable resources from public schools, and just a principle that the governor of the state looks at schools that are allegedly broken, and his solution isn't to fix them. It's to take away students and create brand new magical schools. It's insane. But we don't even need to get into that.
I don't think I will either with you. Now, question number three is...
the most interesting one on the ballot.
Yeah, it's an odd little question, and it has some pretty strong roots out in western Massachusetts.
Yes, there is one farmer in this state. Okay, it's called Diamond Farm, and it's in Wendell, Massachusetts, population 600.
What's that, out near Chicopee somewhere?
No, it's up it's north of Amherst, towards Route 2 in the Quabbin Reservoir that way.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, it's next to Orange, and they... basically want to outlaw this guy's practice, which he's been doing since 1968 in his family farm, mm-hmm. of putting chickens and other livestock in cages.
Now, why does he do this?
Because they used to cannibalize each other.
They were attacking one another.
Yes, they were killing each other. And, you know, that's his livelihood. So that's why he puts them in cages. But, you know, then you got the animal patrol who's saying this is inhumane, which I think is insane because, look it, if we're eating meat, just the idea that we're whining about how that meat got there is bonkers to me. You're eating a dead animal that was just slaughtered. Do you really care if the farmer read the calf a bedtime story?
Okay, but I think a more valid point on that particular one is, well, then is it more humane to let them in the same cage attacking one another?
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
You know, I'm not sure that I see the logic in one over the other. But that's an interesting thing to consider when you go to the booth. You're voting no on that.
No. The last one I was most torn on.
Number four, and this, of course, is the 420 question.
Legalize it, right?
Uh-huh,
so. And so obviously in spirit, I favor legalization of marijuana.
In spirit? Okay.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I'm all for freedom. I had no problem with weed. Smoke it if you got them. All right. 100% in favor of that. However, I do not trust the state of Massachusetts.
To properly legislate it?
They will screw it up. Believe me. They will create a commission of cannabis and there will be a bunch of overpaid, you know, lucky sperm of some, you know, state legislature who gets on that committee, gets paid $150,000 to do nothing. Okay. Next thing you know, the slogan of this yes on four thing is tax and regulated. So those are terrible words.
Yeah.
No any other words. Tax and regulated.
Nobody's voting for things. They're just going to tax and regulate us more. No, I get that.
Untax and unregulate. That's my kind of law. Okay. At the end of the day, however, just in principle alone, I will vote yes on this question, okay? Simply because I think we need to send a message to all the stooges out there and these people that think, you know, marijuana is to blame for all these problems. It's not, and these people just need to be sent a message, so I'm going to reluctantly vote yes on question four. So no, yes.
Well, we can say we know one major lobby that is in favor of yes on question four, and that is the people who make Cheetos. But that's a whole different story. Now, it's Turtle Boy Tuesday every Tuesday morning, although by the next time we get together, we're going to be living in a different world because we'll know what happened. By the way, it's good news. Turtle Boy is back on Facebook just in time to probably get yanked down again later today.
You got it.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a pretty hot day on that. But while it's there, feel free to check it out. Or better yet, all the information is available at the home location online, which is turtleboysports.com. And that's where you'll find the turtle other than here every Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us, Turtle.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get on to traffic.
Calling all cars.